Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you and Les in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin. Hey, Les, you are a former legislator from Colorado?
That is correct, Tom. I actually recently retired, but I wanted to kind of give you some information about the about Richard Nixon's war on drugs and how the criminalization of marijuana came about. Richard Nixon was so concerned; he was actually terrified of the student demonstrations, largely against the war in Vietnam, that were threatening to bring down his presidency.
Right.
And so what the...
This was in 70, 71. Right.
And so what the Watergate burglars, and essentially his staff, this would be Colson, Ehrlichman, Haldeman, Dean, all those guys did, he said, how can I break the back of the student movement? So they studied the situation, and they came back to him, and they told him these paragons of virtue and honesty, told Richard Nixon, if you criminalize marijuana, which is the soporific of choice, the drug of choice of the young people and the students, and literally send them to prison, and really, really come down harshly on the young people, you will end and break the back of the student movement that is threatening to bring down your presidency. So they actually wrote the criminalization of marijuana legislation and presented it to Nixon. And he was later able to get it done. I just wanted people to know that two things. First of all, this is completely and totally politically motivated. It has nothing to do with medicine or the actual effects of cannabis. It was completely political. And it has, when I was a legislator, we wrote, in order to respond to Richard Nixon, we wrote the legislation to legalize it, and so that it could not be used as a political and social tool against liberal thinking young people. And what I can say is proudly, in 2012, we finally had the legislation passed in Colorado,
right.
And of course we're working on it in Washington State.
Right. Today was the first day.
Right. And the biggest problem we have is that if you're in Colorado and you go to the dispensaries, you will see that the DEA, the feds, are the ones who are continuously harassing the legal marijuana dispensaries, and this is why we are asking desperately for the federal government to reverse the criminalization of marijuana.
Right, there you go. And we could start with Andy Harris backing off on D.C. You can call his office through the congressional switchboard. 202-225-5311. Les, thanks a lot for the call.